This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Our guest is Interim SIUC Chancellor John Dunn. Dr. Dunn, thanks for coming in.
Jennifer, thank you very much.
We have quite a bit, as usual, to talk about, but I wanted to start with graduation. It's a great celebration for the students and their families, and that took place over the weekend here in Carbondale. How important is it to have this great event to kind of round out the year each year?
Undoubtedly, in my opinion, commencement's the best day of the academic year. We had three great celebrations on Saturday. The arena was full for each of the respective sessions. We had very nice honorary doctorate recipients, some distinguished service recipients. It was very, very great. And then, of course, on Friday, we had School of Law commencement.
Certainly a lot of people I know saw a lot of smiles around the region over the weekend. I wonder, when we talk about graduation, a lot of people look at graduation rates as a way to measure the success of a university. Carbondale has faltered a bit over the last several years with its graduation rates. What can be done about that?
Yeah, thank you very much, and you're correct. The national six-year average is 55%. I believe that ours is 45, 46. There is some misunderstanding about that, in that if you look at the students who start as a cohort and track them, not only graduating from here, but we'll pick up another 9 to 10% that did graduate in 6 years, but not here. And we really need to celebrate those students as well. We played a role, and for whatever reason they've chosen to finish at some other institution, could be personal, could be family, a number of reasons. But your basic premise is correct, and that is that we are working on that. We think the Saluki Success Program, what we have been doing there, and what further enhancements will do to the program will help us with that, trying to get students really connected off to a great start.
I know a lot of people are asking some questions. You mentioned the Saluki Success Program. There are some changes that'll be happening. Why change something that's been successful?
Well, we're going to build on it. And first of all, if you think about the successes of the program, it's only offered to half of the students in their first semester. We want 100% of the students to have that opportunity in the first semester. And then couple that with a number of other great programs, including within our residence halls and what we're doing there, provide opportunities for our faculty, not only those who have been providing it, to be heavily engaged and part of the success. And students, some feedback has been very clear about that. They're looking for opportunities along those lines. So I think we'll have a really great winning program.
It's been a little while since we've talked to any administrators about reaching back down to the high schools in terms of having students not necessarily, you know, taking the classes necessary, but just being ready to be a college student. Can something like a Saluki Success Program help in matriculating those students?
Oh, yeah, I think absolutely. And again, that's why we are continuing to monitor certainly enhance the program, not stop the program. And so I'm very pleased about the progress that's being made there and what the future will bring. That, first of all, should lead to, again, an enhanced retention rate, frosh to soft. And once you make that gain, as we have been making gain there, then that will play out as it relates to graduation rate as well. And have been down that path before elsewhere, and I have a pretty good handle on what I think are things that work. And of course, you know, my mantra has been it's personal, and that everybody plays a role in the retention graduation rate of students, faculty obviously, administrators hopefully, but landscape crew, cooks, custodians, people who really go out of their way to encourage young people to stay in school, do the right thing, and be a good citizen.
There's still a lot of talk about the reorganization that's in progress. How does that come into retention efforts and enrollment and those sorts of things?
Yeah, we think very well. It gives us a new look. It gives us something to sort of shine the rock a little bit, and to make sure that people know that We are very much alive. We are not standing still. We're moving forward. We are embracing change. Sometimes that's challenging and difficult and all those kinds of things. But I think to the leadership, really the path that was started by Carlo, our previous chancellor, and Mira Kamaraju, our provost, they're doing a really good job. And it's not easy. It's hard work. You know?
How quickly would you like to see some tangible results from these changes?
Yeah, well, we're seeing tangible results right now because the seven, now there's an additional five that have been approved by the Illinois Board of Higher Education. That first seven, there are meetings going on about how this will structure. Certainly we'll have some elements of this in place as early as July 1. And then I think the next big breakthrough will be as we get into January of the next academic year.
Certainly something we continue to keep an eye on. And as we said, lots to talk about, not a lot of time. Dr. Dunn, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you very much. It's always my pleasure.
You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.